It is 8:08 on the morning show. Good morning, Kay Winkleman. Make
sure good I get the right morning. Mic on. Good morning, Chris Berg. Happy March 2nd.
It is March 2nd, one day closer to spring. And we have a guest full of studio, a studio full of guests. There we go. It's not a Monday yet. But Kay, go ahead, do the honors. You need a good interview. It's been a couple weeks.
Well, it has been. And luckily, I have one. Chief Hugh Anderson is in studio to give us all good things Charles City Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Now that the ice and snow are hopefully gone for good, we're heading
into
spring.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that.
I know. March comes in like a lamb, goes out like a lion. However, you had a meeting last night, some things that were discussed. Let's talk first about parking downtown.
Okay, so we did discuss, there has been some, I guess, concerns and some discussion on the 90-minute parking rule now in the 100 block and 200 block of Main. So the council actually heard from Mark Wicks from the chamber, and Mark brought up some, I guess, concerns of some people downtown and also some accolades. Some people are for it, some people are against it. Mm-hmm. It's something new. I think at this time we're going to sort of let it sit the way it is and try to work around the kinks as they come up.
So you're saying 90 minutes is going to stay?
It is. I think so at this time. It sounds like the council's wish is for that. And one of the reasons is, and I guess I can explain sort of how a normal parking ticket works here. So if Kay with her broken leg here decides to park out in front all day long, what will happen is we're not parking, you know, meter maids or anything. So we're not coming along with chalk or anything and marking your tires. So it would have to be a complaint normally basis. And so if somebody complained and said you're parked there, well, the issue there is that obviously if they call, it's probably been over 90 minutes that you're already parked there. So then when we come, we note it, and then we wait another 90 minutes. So we have to observe it for 90 minutes to make sure. And that was one of the part of the discussion last night. One of the things brought up is, so they've already been parked there 90 minutes at least, and then you guys come and it's at least another 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So then
so
it
it's
turns
been
into 3 hours.
Yeah. Right.
So they talked about changing it to a 3-hour. Well, then one of the councilmen asked, so if somebody calls in and said they've been there 3 hours, now you're going to leave them there another 3 hours. And we would. We have to. I mean, it's not that we can't trust the word of the citizen, but they're probably not going to go to court with this. So we have to be able to witness it ourselves. And so then they'd be parked there 6 hours. And that's sort of the reason I think right now they're going to leave it. And one of the councilmen works in the business downtown here. And he said if somebody, an elderly person, needs to come in, they actually have like a valet service, which is really neat.
So that is very cool.
They come out and jump in the car and take it around back and park it. And that's one of the things, I guess, as a city that we're blessed with is that we have free parking or city-owned parking behind all the buildings and all the businesses. And I realize not all of them have rear entrances, but most of them do.
Yeah.
And so if you go down to, and I don't want to, I mean, I could go to the extreme and say if you go down to Des Moines, but if you go into many towns, even Waterloo, Cedar Falls, you're going to end up walking sometimes blocks.
Oh, yeah.
To get somewhere.
Sure.
So it's one of those, right now we're just going to let it play out, I think, and see how it goes from here.
Now, on that note, so here I sit with a broken leg. I can't drive because this is my right leg.
That's a good thing.
But
you couldn't drive before or you can't drive now?
Well, whichever I guess that's whatever to be argued. But my question is, if someone should park downtown, say right here in front of the radio station, with a handicapped thing, does that have any kind of difference? Does that make it any
sort of
difference?
So the law has no difference whether it's a handicapped placard or not.
Okay.
If they're not in a handicapped spot.
Sure.
But are we as human beings going to give them more of a break? Probably.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, most of it's complaint basis driven. So there was two reasons. And one of the ordinance that changed was actually you couldn't park in the downtown area from 2 a.m. till 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have quite a few bars and establishments down on Main Street. So 2 a.m. was closing time. So you had to move your car at that time. And that was all designed to be able to clear the snow. So then they would come out at, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning and start clearing snow, and there wasn't anybody parked there. So they repealed that part and then took away that, but left the 90 minutes or created the 90 minute parking. And that helps because now we're getting above the businesses downtown. We're getting so many residential units.
Sure.
And so they can't park now overnight. so that, again, they can come and plow the snow. So the only ones are not, I'm not going to say the only ones, but most of them that we get that are actually officer driven are the overnight ones, because they see them parked down here overnight. They're the only cars, pretty obvious, and they're going to come out and clear snow or something. So most of them, even so, if there's somebody here with a handicapped, unless somebody calls it in, we're probably not going to, you know, because we can't drive by every 20 minutes and check.
Oh, sure.
And especially you get the businesses that people are in and out.
But and on that note, though, I mean, that's a good idea. Why couldn't we reserve spaces on Main for handicap parking? You know, a few spots on.
So, and there's been talk of that in the past. And so how do you pick which business gets that handicap parking in front
of it?
Good
question.
So, you know, it's one of those, you can say, well, I'm a hairdresser, we serve the elderly, or I'm the coffee shop, we serve the elderly, or I'm the TV repair shop, we serve elderly.
And then pretty soon, right, you're gonna, yeah.
And pretty soon you're like, well, you know, we want, you know, a handicap spot in front of us too. So it's a little give and take. It's hard to, it's one of those things that's hard to do. So, and we do have an aging population. So,
yeah. Well, okay. So, having been from a community who is very conscientious of customers, and I'm talking from Decorah, I'm from Decorah originally, and parking downtown, for business owners, like on Main Street, which is Water Street in Decorah, is just not even allowed. If you are a business owner or you work in a business, you are not to park in on the Main Street in Decorah, simply because it should be for customers.
And that's, you know, something, right. And that's something we couldn't enforce as the police department, but actually, Mark from the chamber again brought that up last night.
Yeah.
I think he's going to talk to the business owner.
It's only common courtesy for our customers who are making sure this downtown is, you know, getting business.
Right. It's actually nice. So I'm here obviously once a month usually, and it's nice to be able to. Many other times I wasn't able to park out.
Yeah.
And I'm here now. I'm able to pull out front and I'm able to park and everything else. I'm sure the businesses, the coffee shop and everybody else where people are running in and out, they appreciate not having cars parked there all day. But we couldn't enforce the, you know, we don't know who drives what. So obviously.
I beg to differ.
Don't know what you drive, okay? So I can't see it. It goes by so
seems
quickly.
To me
I just
red
see a
bride,
I just see
did.
A streak go by, and they're going, there goes Kay.
Not me. I'm the old lady driver. But at any rate, okay. So very good. What else is going on?
They also talked about raising parking ticket fines. So we've been at 15 for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. So
that's it? $15
yes,
for a parking 15 ticket?
For a parking ticket. So
jeez.
Talked about raising that fee up so that could go up too. And then if you follow our Facebook, you probably saw Lenny was in with me, I think, 2 or 3 months ago, and we talked, but he ended up getting nominated for the Shields Hometown Hero Award.
Oh, cool.
And ended up actually getting it. So there's a video on our Facebook if you want to go on that. And he'll also be, I think, on Outdoor Television. I can't remember what channel it is. I think it's the Outdoor Channel. And so they're actually, the Outdoor Channel is the one that films it. And they came down and did a film and did a ride along with Lenny couple weeks ago. And
Lenny Luft, in case anyone's wondering,
in case anybody doesn't know Officer Luft. So
is awesome.
It is very exciting.
Cool.
There, so
get that shared.
Well, in studio also we
have
a friend. Hugh, if you do the honors, because you're the one who she says drug her in.
So as Trudy was coming to work this morning, I saw her pulling to the back lot, and I try to bring a guest along, guest speaker every once in a while. And I asked her what she was doing, and she said, I don't know what. And I said, jump in the squad. And so we drove over here, and I think she thought I was joking, but Trudy's never actually been introduced on the air to the city, and she's been here. She's an integral part of our city government and does an incredible job. She also signs my paycheck, or she did until today. So I'll have her step up and tell a little bit about herself.
This is great.
Yes, it is.
Voices that we've not heard, although you are, you know, a very well-known, very busy woman in the community. Trudy, talk a little bit about your background and what has brought you to become a city leader.
Sure. Prior to coming to Charles City, I'll be here 16 years this summer. I cannot believe that. I was a city clerk up in Riceville for almost 9 years. Prior to that, I had various bookkeeping jobs and was busy raising a family. And this job, I mean, it was a big step. I mean, Riceville only has about a 900 or so population coming to this. And I'll never forget my husband telling me, you know, when I was thinking, can I do this? He just said, it's just a few more zeros, Trudy. You can do this. And he's right. It's a few more zeros. But it's a very, very challenging job. I love it. I mean, case in point today, you never know what you're going to run into, you know.
Your day is different every day.
I get out of my car, and next thing I know, I'm here at the radio station. So it's been a very, very interesting and challenging job. I really love it, and I love the people here. I really, really do. Charles City is a wonderful town, and I was all my kids were born down here because I grew up by New Haven. And we live near Alma, but all my kids were born down here. And
so you are a staple of this area.
Absolutely, yep. I know the area very well.
So of all the challenges that you have at with this job, city clerk job, what do you find really challenging?
I think my biggest challenge has been this year. The state, and I think Steve Deers, the city administrator, has talked about this before on the radio, but they continue to change our funding streams. I mean, this year especially, it just makes it tough because there's things we have to provide. We have to provide police, fire, you know, the park system. We have to maintain the parks. It makes it tough to do more with less. Mm-hmm. And we so far have been able to maintain everything pretty much as a status quo. But if this continues, there's going to be some really hard decisions that need to be made. And we do not want to reduce any services to the people here. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just have to make those hard decisions. But not yet, we haven't. But
you and Steve work pretty well hand in hand when it comes down to budget stuff, correct?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got to be an extremely difficult thing.
It is.
When you're talking about especially essential services and things that a community wants and needs to maintain a good community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you've done a fantastic job.
Well, thank you. I have a great staff. I do need
give
a shout out to them too. So
absolutely,
Ginny Titus and Elizabeth Yadoff and Kaya Brinkman are wonderful, wonderful staff. So they do a good job.
Well, good deal. Chris Berg, any questions for her? I've kind of taken over.
I don't.
You asked me to.
Yeah, I did. I kind of regret that now because I didn't even get a word in edgewise, but nonetheless, thank you for stopping in this morning. You did a great job.
Oh, I tell you, this Hugh, I don't know what I'm going to do with him, but I'll do something with him.
I thought that would have been one of your biggest challenges of your job is signing his paycheck.
I mean,
especially how he treats you this morning, just dragging you in here like that.
He loves to scare me. I do have to tell you that. I'm very jumpy. It doesn't take much to scare me. You come up behind me and just say something, and I don't know you're there, and I scream. And he loves to jump out at me when I go to the police department. You guys can really imagine that, can't you?
Yeah. It sounds like somebody we have here in studio goes by the name of Kay Winkleman.
Are you jumpy too? Are you jumpy?
Oh, yeah.
I throw things. If anything's in my hand, if they come up behind me, I just about nailed Steve with the stapler one time. I was standing in his doorway, and somebody scared me, and
Oh, goodness.
It's
The fun things that go on at City Hall. Yeah. Well, thank you so much,
Trudy. Well, thank you, guys.
We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Hugh.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Oh, these interviews are always funny. It's 8:22. We have your North Iowa weather coming up. Plus, we're going to be throwing out a white snake next on KCHA. Hang on.